plate a potential nugget.
Amy, this podcast is titled Play to Potential. As we wrap up, what occurs to you when we say playing to potential?
It's a wonderful title. I think I'll start with individuals, then I'll say something about teams. I mean, all of us as individuals, I like to think we have a potential that we can reach. And then there are many, many things in the way. There's distractions, there's tiredness, there's health challenges. And the job of leaders in a work environment is to minimize the hurdles, right? Is to get rid of the things that are in the way. Because I think most people can and want to, long to reach their potential. So the leader's job is to remove barriers to that, to inspire, of course, but then to figure out ways to remove barriers. Team potential really fascinates me too, because I think of diverse teams, maybe diverse expertise, in particular, as having enormous potential to innovate, to make good decisions, to make a difference. And more often than not, that potential doesn't get realized. That synergy doesn't get captured because people talk by each other, or some people don't speak up, or they don't understand each other because of different jargon in different areas of expertise. And so in order to achieve the potential that diverse teams have to offer, you need both psychological safety and good process, a good process and rituals and techniques that make sure different voices are heard, options are generated, decisions are made, and value is created.
I find it fascinating to listen to how different people frame the notion of playing to potential. If you'd like to hear about how some of the other guests see this, you can go to the curated playlist In Summary Playing to Potential. You will find this at playtopotential.com. Once you're there, you pick the curated playlist section. And within that, you'll find this playlist, In Summary, Playing to Potential. Thank you for listening.